Hotsu listim, listim chayovim. The listim take it out, the listim are chayiv. Zok the gemara pshita. Is doch pashit. Kiven da afko, kaimo leibir shusei lechol mili. Since he took it out, it's in his reshus lechol mili. What does lechol mili mean? For als, for everything. Zok the gemara lo tzricha, to come uloi ba'apa. He stood in its way, it stood in its path. It sounds like where in the Gemara's pshita was kiven de afkua. Afkua means that you did a kinyan when you took it out. Says the Gemara, no, it's kamalo ba'apa. You just stood in its way in order that it should go out. The kamalo ba'apa, kihada amar rabba, amar rav masna, amar rav, hamaymid behemet chaveru, akamas chaveru chayef. Maimit pshita, v'atzricha de kamalo ba'apa. Amale abayi l'rab Yosef, Hikisha Amritlan, the listim nami dikishuha. So the Gemara started out thinking we're talking about a case where it's hoitz de afkua. He took it out. Says the Gemara, no, maybe we're talking about the kaimel ba'apa. Comes back up by and says, no, we're talking about where it's hikisha b'makel. Hikisha Amritlan. Let's see Rashi. Kiven de afkua, says Rashi, ika mishicha v'shinoi reshus davi knuya lechol mili. Rashi says that's what it means. Kivan de ika de afkua, says Rashi, ika meshicha v'shinoi reshus. Havi knuya lechol mili. So Rashi is doing a few things the Gemara doesn't do. First of all, our Gemara says afkua. Rashi says, what does afkua mean? Meshicha, that's pretty obvious. V'shinoi reshus. Rashi likes that too. And our Gemara says, it's kaimula b'shusayhu lechol mili. It's in his reshus. It's in his domain. Rashi says, da knuya lechol mili. Rashi says, it's koina lechol mili. Rashi often exchanges the words kinyan and the words reshus. What do we think of kinyan when we say the word kinyan? Ownership. What does reshus mean? What? Possession. Rashi seems to say that possession and ownership have, maybe they're the same, or a possession is a form of ownership. There's another Rashi. Rashi says, shnei dvarim she'enam b'shusa shel adam. What does Rashi say? The Gemara says, Eina b'shusoi means Eina shaloi. Over here also, the Gemara says, it's in his reshus. Says Rashi, it's k'nuya loi. It's k'nuya, it's his. Okay. So the Gemara says, what are we talking about? No, it's not talking about that he did Mashiach and Shina reshus. It's talking about Kamala ba'apa. Shaloi mashchuha, says Rashi. Ela amdu b'fanea b'chol tzad shalotelech ana va'ana. Ela the kama lechol. I directed it to the kama when it was going to eat the kama, and therefore maimid behemas chaveru al kamas chaveru is going to be chayiv. So over here also, it's talking about maimid. The Gemara says maimid salka daitach. It's pshita maimid mashma sha'ichsa biyadoi umolicha the kama. The simple case of maimid sounds like you hold it and you bring it to the kama. Rashi says over there it's going to be pshita your chayiv.
Is that different than afkua?
Maybe not.
So why does Rashi explain?
Rashi says maimed is mashma. Afkua is talking about a case where you took the animal out and the animal went and damaged. Maimed is a case where you took the animal out and the animal ate. So the difference is, in the case of maimed, I brought the animal to, like, put it right in front of the food. In the first case, I just brought the animal out of the reshus, and then the animal went and damaged. I didn't bring the shor to the goat, and then rammed the goat or ate the. Our case is pertua listim. Pertua listim, if it's mashchua, just means I pulled it out of the reshus, and then it went and damaged wherever it went damaged. Case of maimid is where I brought it right in front of the food. As a matter of fact, in maimid, there's a chakira. What's the machayiv in the case of maimid? Throw it out there in Tuli's schus. Is maimid machayev because I'm chayev midin shein and regel? Shein, if the animal eats, chayev midin shein? That's the way it seems from Tosfos. Or maimid maimid is chayev midin odom. If I bring an animal, I put it right in front of the tvua, so it's like I'm an odom amazik. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. By
kamala ba'apa. Kamala ba'apa, the maskana is taking it to the food, in either case. According to Rashi.
What?
According to Rashi, kamala ba'apa in both cases is where he took it to the eichel.
No. Right? No, he's Rashi's.
He led it.
Rashi's just going back to the maimed.
What?
I think.
What do you mean? Kamala Ba'aba is before my
name. I know, but that's all Rashi. I don't think Rashi's doing that. I don't think so. I'm not sure. Akopanim, let's go. I want to get to our sugya. So that's for Sunday or maybe Tuesday. There's a lot of work to do in the sugya over here. We have to get to back to Kamala Ba'aba. I want to talk back not in the moment. Let's get back to us. So what does the Gemara say? Gemara says, Yikisha b'makal amrlon b'ahidim aymid. We're talking about not that it was just Kamala Ba'apa. It was more than that. It was Yikisha b'makal, and that's why you're chayiv by maymid. It was Abaye seems to me to hold. Abaye holds that Kamala Ba'apa is not chayiv by maymid. What do you need, according to Abaye, in order to be chayiv by maymid? You have to physically hit the animal. You hit the animal, then you're going to be chayiv. Hachanami bayas listim nami kisha b'makal. So why is it not shita? Says Rashi vashmeinon masnison the kisha b'makal zui meshicha. The Mishnah is telling us this is a form of meshicha. I would have thought a kisha b'makal is not a good enough meshicha. K'mashlon the Mishnah that a kisha b'makal is a good enough meshicha. So again, according to the maskana of Abai, what's the case of pirtzua listim? That hotzio listim chayavim? Is it where they mamish pulled it out with their hands? No. Why not? That's pshita. So what's the case? Frekt the Me'iri Akasha. The Me'iri says, there's another type of kinyan that we could be speaking about. You want to talk about a lower tier kinyan than Meshicha? I have another one. It's called Koyra Lavihi Ba. Says the Me'iri, the halacha is if a person calls an animal, Koyra Lavihi Ba is Koyne. That's another form of Meshicha. So says the Me'iri, why does the Gemara stop at a case of Hikisha b'makal, which you're saying is not mamish meshicha, saying that's the kamash milan that works? Why don't you say the kamash milan is kari lavi bo works? Why only Hikisha b'makal?
Why is that better?
Because that's for sure a weaker kinyan than Hikisha b'makal. I'm hitting it. Over here, kari lavi bo is I'm mamish, I'm come out doing nothing. That's even bigger chiddush. Says the Me'iri. Could be. He doesn't shtel it the way I'm saying it. I'm moving things around a little bit. But if you say it's talking about the case of Kamala Ba'apa, could be you also didn't really touch the animal. So says the Me'iri, because the only time that this din of Karla Vihiba works is only when a person is Niskaven Lagoizla. But if you're not Niskaven, then Karla Vihiba is not a Kenyan. The only time, Karla Vihiba, I call the animal and it comes that I'm koine, is if I have intention to be koine. I intentionally want to be koine. But if I don't want to be koine, I want to get this animal out of the pen. So I whistle to the animal, I call to the animal, I get it out. So if I'm not niskaven to be koine, I'm not koine. If I do meshicha, even if I'm not niskaven, what's going to be the din?
Koine.
You're koine. But Koyra Lavibo, which is this watered down type of kinyan, says the Me'iri is only koina if it's niskaven to be koina.
In our case, can't be where it's niskaven.
In our case, lav davka is niskaven to be koina. Lav davka. Aye, Rabbi Sai Toisvis brings a Yushalmi. Vashtate in Yushalmi, take a look at the beginning of Toisvis. Pshita, kimin davke, kaimel abishus, te lechom mili sok Toisvis. Bohoitzia legois la airi. It has to be talking about a case where he's neskaven legoizla. He wants to keep it. He has kavanas to take it. So the Yishalmi seems to say we're talking about a case of neskaven legoizla. Says the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, no problem. The Bavli argues on the Yishalmi. We're in the Bavli, we're not in the Yishalmi. The Bavli argues in the Yishalmi. Yishalmi says the din of our Mishnah for some reason is only by Niskaven Lagoizla. If you're not Niskaven Lagoizla, it doesn't work. Why not? Because not Niskaven Lagoizla, it's not the same type of kinyan. But the Me'iri just said that the reason why we're not talking about a case of Karla Viba is because Karla Viba only works when you're Niskaven, and Akisha is going to work in if you're not Niskaven. So according to the Me'iri, our Gemara is talking about even not Niskaven. If that's true, it's the chayra that the Bavli's arguing with Yishalmi. Is that a problem? No. The Talmud Rabbeinu Tam says no. The Bavli and Yishalmi can argue. So according to Tosfos, why are we not talking about a case of karei lavihiba? Tosfos says we're talking about a case of niskaven. We are talking about a case of niskaven. So let's get back our kasha on Tosfos again.
Both
only reason why Kerr was a better case, it's a bigger chiddush.
It's a bigger chiddush.
Because
what?
I'm not touching it.
Right.
Right, but there's another chiddush in the other case.
Of Akisha?
Yeah.
What's the chiddush of Akisha?
I don't have kavana. Here,
but over here also, you don't. What do you mean? You have to have kavana. You have to have kavana according
exactly.
to the.
So maybe, so
you have to have kavana.
Even if I don't have kavana, I'm still high.
It's not true.
Not in this case. Hikisha is a bigger chiddush.
Hikisha needs kavana. Because Tosis says we're talking about kavana. And the maskana is Hikisha. So Tosis says the maskana, you need kavana, and we're talking about Hikisha. So if you anyway need kavana, according to Tosis, and we're talking about. Why are we talking about Hikisha? Just talking about a case of Karla Yiba.
According to Abaye.
According to Abaye. According to what we're saying in the Meiri, and the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, the Maskana, you don't need kavana. So why are we talking about a case of dafka hikisha b'makol? Because only kisha b'makol works without kavana. Kari levi hiba will not work without kavana. But Tosfos says anyway that Yushalmi holds, and Tosfos seems to be learning in our Gemara that we need dafka, that there should be kavana. If you need kavana, why are we only talking about a case of hikisha b'makol? Why are you talking about a case of kari levi hiba? Says the Meiri, if you'd say we're talking about a case where there's kavana, then we have a different reason why over here korel avihiba won't work. Says the Meiri, korel avihiba only works when there's das acheres makne. There's two different types of kinyan. There's a kinyan that has das acheres makne when I agree, there's a meicher and a lokeach. And then there's a kinyan where I'm doing the whole kinyan by myself. What's a case of das acheres makne? When I buy something, what's the case when there's no das acheres makne? If I find a metzia, or you steal something. Our case, a mekach omemkar. Das acheres makne means there's a meicher and lokeach. I want to sell to you. You want to buy from me. We're doing this. We're having a transaction between the two of us. Says the Meiri, only then will korel avihiba work. When there's das acheres makne. No das acheres makne. Even if I'm neskaven legoizlo, neskaven liknois, it won't work. Oh. So it comes out, Meshicha doesn't need das acheres makne. So if I do a full Meshicha, Mekisha memakal, or I pull it, even without das acheres makne, I'm going to be koina. But korela vihiba says the Miri only works if there's das acheres makne. And Kairala Vihiba only works if you're Niskavin. Meshicha works even if you're not Niskavin. Meshicha works even without Das Acheres Makne.
Why should
Meshicha
work without
Niskavin? Oh.
Only by
Ganav.
You're not planning on stealing.
Oh. No. You're planning on doing the Maisa Gneva. You're not planning on keeping it. You're not planning on keeping it.
Meshicha always works. It doesn't make a difference.
Meshicha works if you want to be kind. I don't want to be kind of
zones. If you pick up a vase in the store and you look at it,
it's not yours.
You don't want to buy it and you drop it.
Oh, that's because that's for the mazik. That's not for the Kenyan. It's not for the Kenyan. It's for the mazik. If I bump by something and I never pick it up, I'm chayiv also because I'm chayiv for the mazik. But meshicha hagbah is only a Kenyan if there's das to be kind of. But by ganev, you have das to take it away from him.
Just not das to be
kind of. Not das to be kind of, but you have das to take it away from him. That's enough das in order for the Kenyan to work. What? Right? Correct. Correct. So Karla Vihiba will never work for Gneva. It will only work if let's say I want to buy a cow off of you. I'm going to buy the cow off you. Now it's going to work. So it comes out like this, Rabbi Isai. The din of Karla Vihiba is a Kenyan Garua. It's a Kenyan Garua. It only works with Asacheres Makna. It only works if you're Neskavin. As opposed to Mashicha. Mashicha is a stronger Kenyan. And the Chorah, the Hagdor is as follows. Meshicha is a Maisa Kinyan Mitzad Atzmoy. It's Bechefta a Maisa Kinyan. And it's because it's Bechefta, I'm doing a Maisa in the Behema. It's not a, what's the word I'm looking for? Subjective Kinyan. It's a Chefta of a Maisa, Kinyan. Therefore, that doesn't need that there should be Das Acheres Makne. Because I'm doing a Maisa Kinyan. If I'm Karel Avihiba, the pshat is be'etzem. If there's das acheres makne, the pshat is be'etzem. The kinyan is happening because the person wants to give it to me. All I have to do is show that there's some sort of participation on my side. Karel Avihiba is enough in order to make the kinyan work. But it's not a maisa kinyan be'etzem. Memela, what would it be if a person doesn't have das to be karna? Because it's not a maisa kinyan be'etzem, Therefore, it's not going to work. You need the das in order to make it into a Maisa Kinyan. Mashenkin Mashincha, which is a Maisa Kinyan be'etzem, as long as I have das to steal it, so then even if I have to coin it, to take it out, then I'm going to be chayiv.
Doesn't Tessus hold still that it's not going to be coined?
Which case?
The case of Mashincha, you know,
Mashicha, what do you mean? It says, Kaimela Bishu said the Cholamili.
I understand, but isn't that Tessus' whole problem?
Okay, so Tessus has to figure out how it works, but it works.
Tessus isn't holding its opinion.
There has to be some sort of kinyan. You're for sure koina for something. The question is how much. Tosis kasha is only, you should only be koina if the animal gets lost, but not if the animal damages. That's Tosis's problem. Tosis's problem is not that there's a bechlal kinyan here. For sure there has to be a kinyan over here. Okay. Al kloponim, Rabbi Isai, it seems to be we have a machlokes here, Rashi and Tosis. Machlokes here, Rashi and Tosis, is whether or not you need to have kavana in order to be chayiv or not? I mean, it's assuming it's Yushalmi. It's Yushalmi and a Bavli, kind of. Well, the way we're learning, it's, I said Rashi, it's not really Rashi. It's the Me'iri, Toys, Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. The Talmud Rabbeinu Tam says there's a Bavli not like the Yushalmi. The Bavli holds you don't need Kavana. Gemara doesn't make any mention of Kavana over here. And Tosfos says, yeah, but in the Yushalmi it says, he says that the Bavli and the Yishalmi agree you need to have niskaven legoizla. His kavana is to steal it. And the Tosfos Tamei Rabbeinu Tam says that the Bavli argues. You can't do anything about negotiate the Yishalmi. Yishalmi says it's only with niskaven legoizla, but the Bavli argues. So we have to figure out what the machloikis is over here, Rabbi Yisrael. We have a machloikis. According to Tosfos, everyone agrees you need niskaven legoizla. Okay, but according to the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, the Bavli argues, but you don't need niskaven legoizla. You don't need that.
The Gemara says the kaimel b'reshu say the kol mili. It puts in your reshu for everything, right?
Right.
So actually, there's some kind of reshu. It's not a kol mili, right?
It's only what'd you say?
I mean, the Gemara says, imagine that there could be some sort of chilin.
Right, right.
Being your shos.
Right, right.
So, like, without kavana, I'll put it in your shos.
Good, 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 good. Okay. So basically, let's try to understand. In the Yushalmi, it seems to say that a person doesn't get his kinyane gzela unless he has kavana. Person who steals by accident, what does it seem like from the Yushalmi? He's not niskaven legoizla. He's going to be totally potter. So Rabbi Yosher Ber Salavechik brings from his Zeidah Reb Chaim a kasha. The kasha is as follows. The Gemara says, a zoyrek matbea shel chaveru liyama gadol. You take someone else's coin and you throw it into Yamagoro. So did you take it from him? Yes. You throw it to the Yamagoro. Do you want to keep it? No. Are you niskaven that you should keep it for yourself? No. The halacha is that shakle biyode, and then he throws it, he's chayiv. If I just slap it out of his hand, and then it goes into Yamagoro, I'm putter. But if I take it from him and throw it, then I'm chayiv. Asks Rab Chaim, why am I chayiv? If there's no kavana, I don't want to keep that. I just want to get it away from him. Why is that any different than our case where it's partsua listim and Tosfos says only if you have kavana to steal it for yourself are you going to be chayiv? Why is that? So if you hold, like we said, the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, no problem. It's Machlokas Bavli Yushalmi. We're in the Bavli. That's the Yushalmi. Zay Gezunt. Aber Tosfos says that the Bavli holds like the Yushalmi. So what's the pshat over here? Why over there? You Chayef. Says Reb Chaim, Reb Yeshaber brings from Reb Chaim, and Reb Yisai, it's fascinating. This is not the Reb Chaim and Sefer. Reb Chaim and Sefer asked the same question with a different answer. He had two different answers. And Sefer, he wrote a different answer to this question. But his Einikol, has he also, his next shtickle, he quotes this, the answer from Sefer. Reb Chaim had two answers. And he just chose, this is Mr. Zalman is machaved to this answer of Reb Chaim. This Reb Chaim Zokt, and he says the following thing. If I take an object from you, and I don't intend on keeping it, would you still say I stole? Betach. I take an object from you. I go into your house with a ski mask on in the middle of the night, and I take something out of your house, right? Would you still say I stole? That's still called a gneva. So what difference does it make if I have kavanah or not? Says Reb Chaim, the following yesod. He says gneva can be broken down into two parts. Gneva, gzela, we're going to call them the same thing now. There's the maisa gneva, and then there's the kinyane gneva. The maisa gneva is the act of stealing. Did I do an act of stealing? Sure. For sure, this is an act of stealing. The kinyane gneva only come if I'm stealing this for what purpose? To take it for myself. In other words, I would say it this way. Maisa gneva is klape yenom. Does yenom care why I'm taking it? No, I stole something from his house. I stole it from him. But kinyane gneva is klape mir, klape zich, klape himself. Did he take it for himself? No. He's not taking something that doesn't belong to him that he should have it. So therefore he's lacking kinyane gneva. Memela. Says Reb Chaim, that this, that when I steal something, I'm chayiv, there's two different types of chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv for something that happens to the object, and then there's a chiyuv for something that the object does. There's a chiyuv for what happens if the object gets lost, and what happens if the object is an animal and goes and does damage. Two different things.
Shmira,
yeah. In other words, if I take someone's item, I stole it from him, do I have to give it back?
Yeah.
Klape him, I have to give it back, for sure. Why? Because I took it from you, I have to give it back to you. The chiyuv hashava nemtach, says Reb Chaim, from the maisa gneva. So therefore, if I stole it and I throw it into the yam, now you can't get it. I have to pay. Because the tashlumen is noiveya, is nemtzach from the maisa geneva. Did I do a maisa geneva here, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Did I get it back to you, yes or no?
No.
No, I have to pay. But our Gemara is talking about hotzia listim. What's the question? What happened? Is it we lost the animal? Is that what we're talking about? No, we're talking about the animal does damage. Over there, now you're talking about the kinyan that I'm getting in the animal. Now you're talking about that the animal is now becoming mine. How does the animal become mine, says Tosfos, in the name of Yerushalmi? Only if I'm miskaven. If I say this is mine, I'm taking it. That's how the animal becomes mine.
But nobody wants to have an animal that did damage.
That already did damage?
That
doesn't own that. Right.
So he took it. Vivalta didn't return it yet. He doesn't show anything that he is in his cabin to return it.
Right.
So the animal does damage. Now he's going to go say, I didn't do it. Charge the other guy.
So in other words, like this. The shaila is we have to try to be able to figure out what was his kavana when he took it out of the house. Did he take it out because he wanted to keep it? Of course, he doesn't want to be responsible for the damage, but every time a person buys a shor, you don't want to be responsible for the damage, but you want to own the shor. And then, you got to take the good with the bad, or the bad with the good. So if I want this animal now, I'm stealing the shor because I want to keep it for the rest of my life. I just became chayiv on the maz, on the hezek the animal does, because that's my kinyan. I'm basically saying, I want to keep this, I'm being kind of this animal.
But if I want to keep it for 2 days,
so that's a shaila of goizal amanas lahachzir. What's the din of goizal amanas lahachzir?
Right, but I'm saying it's a shaila. He didn't return it. He shows that he didn't
return it. Right. So now he wants to keep it. So we're going to assume, we're not going to believe him if he says I didn't really want it. Could be, in a chanami. But what about a case where the listin pull it out and then they just, and they never took it? They weren't hoarding it in their house at all. They just took it out in order that it should go roam free. For sure they're going to be, says Reb Chaim, they're chayv on the animal. Why? Because they did a maisa gzela. But they're not going to be chayv on the damages the animal did because that is noivea from the...
Who does that go? Who's that miyachis
to?
To the Baal?
To the Baal. He might be putter because he's an oinus. But it's betzim his damage and now he's going
to
be putter.
Now we've got to go back 2 days ago, Shir.
Right. Correct. If I didn't do a good, right. Oh, chasam pshia, so I feel bonus. Right. Inachanami. Very good. Inachanami. Okay, sorry. That's Tosfos. I would like to say a chiddush pshat in Rashi, based on another Reb Chaim. Okay, making a tzushtel to another Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim zok the following thing. Reb Chaim says every time a person is a shomer. This is where Reb Chaim clears the chakir. Okay, let's say Dani has an animal and he gives it to me to watch. And now the animal damages. Who's going to have to pay?
Shomer.
The shomer is going to have to pay. Clears Reb Chaim. Is the pshat? Listen, this is really Dani's problem. But I'm like Dani's insurance policy. So therefore, I took over Dani's problem. Is that the pshat? Or the pshat is that it's my problem. It's not Dani's problem anymore. Now it's for all intents and purposes, it's my animal right now. Is the pshat that I am now responsible for Dani? So really, it's Dani's animal, Dani's hezek. Or is it that I am now the person who's responsible? It might depend on our chakira of it's pshi in the shmira or mamon amazik, very possibly. Reb Chaim clears this chakira. Again, Dani has an animal, he gives it to me to watch. Now I'm watching the animal goes out and damages. Is the pshat that really it's Dani's hezek? It's Dani's animal. But I am Dani's insurance policy. I'm going to take care of everything, Dani. Don't you worry a thing. Or is the pshat, it's not Dani's hezek b'chlal. Right now it's my animal. I want to clear this same chakir when it comes to a ganav. A ganav steals an animal.
He clears by shomer.
A ganav steals an animal. Now, am I chayiv to Dani if the animal gets lost? I did a maisa geneva, alone, just a maisa geneva. Am I chayiv to Dani right now? I stole from him. Yeah, that everyone agrees. I did a maisa geneva. Now the animal goes and does damage. Am I now chayiv because I'm chayiv to you? I'm chayiv to him if the animal gets lost. I'm chayiv to you if the animal does damage. Or the pshat is, I am chayiv to Dani. If the animal gets lost, I'm chayiv to Dani. If the animal damages, Dani, I'll take care of it. It's all me and Dani. Because I'm a ganif. A ganif now took over all the responsibilities of the bailim. Because I'm his insurance policy. But Be'etzim Dani, he's still the mazik.
What was the message in that
case? I stole it.
He gave it to you to Rishus.
No. I stole an animal from Dani's Rishus. Now, one thing's for sure. Once I stole it, I'm chayiv to do what? If the animal gets lost, I have to pay. What about if the animal damages?
If you were kind.
What about the animal damages? So, am I chayiv? You're saying that now I'm chayiv because I'm now responsible to the person he damaged to, or my responsibilities are totally to Dani. I'm Dani's ganif. I have to take care of Dani. If his animal gets lost, if his animal does damage, I'll be your insurance policy. I'll take care of you.
So, Echman
is the pshat
zazeh.
Are
you the mazik, or is he the mazik?
Also, yeah, or the behem is the mazik, but yeah.
You have to deal with Dani directly.
I don't know if that's true if Onis is Pater, because if it's Maman Amazik, you're not Pater al Onis, you're Pater al Shmira, and you didn't do a Shmira.
He just
didn't have the animal.
Depends who learned.
It might depend. It's Kenzain. Nafkamina is going to be as follows. If we say that the Vart is that my Chiyuv of the Mamoin being Mazik Nemtzach from my chiyuv to Dani. So the same way that the Maisa Geneva is going to be mechayiv me to make sure that I make sure the animal doesn't get damaged, the Maisa Geneva is going to make me chayiv if the animal damages. It's all in the from the Maisa Geneva. So copy my chiyuv to Dani. It's not because I'm Bailim. It's because I have a chiyuv to Dani. I stole from Dani. My chiyuv to Dani tells me that I can't let Dani's animal get damaged. I can't let Dani's animal damage. That all's included in the Maisa Geneva. Memela, I don't care if you're not niskaven to be koina, because you're not the bailim. We're not coming to you because it's your animal that damaged. Donnie's coming to me, and Donnie's saying, you are now my insurance policy. If my ammo damaged, it's your fault. The same way if my ammo gets damaged, it's your fault. If I steal a coin, I throw it into the ammo, go to Lam Chayiv. I don't have kavanah to be coin. It doesn't make a difference. Maisa Geneva, I have got it now. I'm responsible for anything that happens to your animal. It's Nichlal in the Chiyuv Ointzim of the Behema. And that Chiyuv Ointzim comes from the Maisa Geneva. But if you understand, my friends, that this that I'm chayiv to pay is because I become the bialim now. Now I'm the bialim. I'm chayiv to Dani if the animal gets damaged. Nothing happened to the animal. The animal damaged someone else. He comes to me because I'm the mazik. How did I become the bialim of the behema? I'm the bialim on the behema? How did that happen? With what did I become the bialim on the behema? You need to have kavana to become the bialim on the behema. And with the kavana gives you the kinyanim on the behema, and now I can be chayiv to you. Ken Zion, that's going to be the machlekes here between the different Rishayim. We're going to have to see more in Tosfos. There's a fascinating, Rav David Pavarsky has a beautiful kash over here. And as we're going through, we're going to have to go through step by step the Shakavatari here in Tosfos, Rabbi Yisrael. There's lots of different details in Tosfos. We'll do that. We'll do the Rav David Pavarsky and more, Bez Hashem, hopefully. Did I give these out yet? No. I didn't. Yeah, Rabbi Yisrael, we could see it inside. We'll see it quickly inside, and then we're going to call it a day. That's all I made. Not enough? Okay. Oid Ye Shloimer. Chaim David doesn't have one. I think it's... You ready? Oidye Shloimer. Vidasa Rambam, Dihine. Beha de Habailim Niftarim Bimasru Lishaimrim. This that a Bailim is part of when they give it to a Shaimer. Umishumdina da Shaimrim Nichnasu Tachas Habailim. Because the Shaimer now took over for the Bailim. The Yeshlaim Bezet Tre Gavni. There's two different ways of understanding it. Oi, number one. The Nema de Hashaimrim Nichnasu Tachas Habailim Leinyin Iker Din Choivas Nizakov. Vihu koim mehashta birshusan leinyan nizokin vahabailim nistalku mehem veinamoyda chroim klal al niske ashar. Nothing to do with the bailim. The bailim is out of the picture. I became shomer. He's out. The hezek happens is between me and you. V'lav birshusam koim oy leinyan nizokin. It's one pshat. Oy dineima digam leacher shemasru al shomer. Loy nistalku habailim me ikur choivas nizokov. The Bailam are not nostalgic, me'ikur, the ikur choivas nizokov. Ube'emes, gam heim havin bechlal din mazik al mashe hizik. They're be'emes nechlo. V'roi lochol behu chiyuva din mazik. Elo, the ikur din zehu, sha'ashoymim nichnasu tachas abailam bechoivas atashlumim. V'zeo shagoyim liftoras abailam milashayim le'anizik. Really, he should pay, but I'm taking over his chiyuv for him. Mishum da Hashoymer nechles b'koyim le'inyin chiyuv atashlumin. Aval afkos din mazik be'emes leka legabe ha'bailim shemasru l'shoymer. Is the pshat that I'm kind of like, I take over for his chiyuv? Or he doesn't have a chiyuv b'cha. Who's it? I mean, he owns the animal? Klape this hezek, I'm totally considered the bailim. I'm 100% responsible. I'm the shoymer, my problem. Or it's his animal, his problem. It might very well depend on the chekir of pshi and the shmira, mamon amazik, right? Because if it's mamon amazik, whose mamon is it? It's his mamon, right? If it's pshi and the shmira, once he gave me to do the shmira, I'm the one who's supposed to be shomer right now. So therefore, it's 100% my problem, not his problem. Or if it's mamon amazik, it's his mamon. Elamai, I can take over the chiyuv because we usually give the chiyuv to a person whose mamon is it. Here, I can take over the chiyuv. Second shot is insurance policy. But Etzem the Chiyuv is really the Dani. He's really the Mazik. But I take over his Chiyuv.
So what's stopping the Mizik to go to the Mazik and say, hey, you tell me you have insurance? Okay, you deal with your insurance.
Oh, so he actually, I think he even talks about that Behemshech, that yeah. Etzem you could even go to the Mazik.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it can bring up a whole slew of questions. questions been negated a meitav. What happens if the meitav of the shomer is not the same meitav as the meitav of the mazik or the bailim, whatever it is? And what happens if the shomer leaves? The shomer books. The shomer's out of town. What happens if the shomer didn't come lebi derabamine? It could bring up a whole slew of shilas. I'm not 100% sure how to deal with that. I'm just taking the chakira right now, and I'm applying it to ganef. Saying by ganef, the lashon that the Meiri uses when he says the ganav is chayiv, the animal does damage, is because you're chayiv b'chol oinsim. What does it mean b'chol oinsim? Oinsim is when something happens to the animal, not the animal does something. No, this is nichlal in the oinsim. This is included in the animal damages or gets damaged or anything like that. I am chayiv to you b'chol oinsim. Any issues you have from here on, because after the ganav is my problem, Dani. I take care of it, okay? Because I'm the ganav. I got no choice. I don't want to, but I got no choice. I was a ganav. Or it's not a chiyuv oinsim. It's I'm now the bailim. You talk to me. What are you talking to Dani for? It's nothing to do with Dani. I'm the bailim. Klape the hezek. I'm the bailim. Those are the two ways of understanding. It could be that'll be the machlekes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Rabbi said we're going to continue Beis Hashem hopefully with more next week. But I would like to hand over once again to my dear friend Ezra, as he is. These are mamish parting words. He's going from here straight to the airport. And it's, as always, it was a pleasure, and it's very refreshing to learn together and to also discuss Hashkafa and Machshava and all the different things that we managed to do over the course of the Elzman and go different places and all that fun stuff. Without further ado.
First of all, I want to thank you, Shiva. I can try to get it together again. But the whole time I'm here, I'm clearing on this idea. It's an unfinished thought. It's like the Zman is really a little bit unfinished.
Just like our life.
Yes, or Hashem, our life. But I'm trying to think about getting these young Narayim how